Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Weekly Conversation. If you ever wondered, that is Blind Divine's song from their Desire to Destroy album, Time is on Our Side. Great album. They used to have, I haven't said this in a while, but back in the day, they used to have a bunch of songs you could buy for like $1 to $10 and use them on your show, and that was one that was, and I did. So, tonight on the conversation, folks, Camelia Harris says writing checks for slavery reparations is not going to be good enough. It's not, because they need more than just money, because as soon as you give money, they're going to magically, hey, okay, let's stop talking about it now, okay? I want to get into that. Wow. Just, you know, I love their plan. You know, Laura Trump has just nailed it, you know, because women's unemployment rates are at all time low, as are blacks, but, you know, no one cares about it. It's at a point where Democrats would be praising it if Hillary Clinton would have done it, but since Trump did it, I want to get into the fact, I love all these Democrats and all these people coming out, because they're coming out big time. Big time. Oh, how Trump is racist because he told people that hate America to leave. I'll get into that. Independent filmmaker Michael Henson has come out with a new documentary, you know, where if I talk about Sharia law and I quote from the Quran, I'm a racist bigot, I'm a woman hater, but if a Muslim says that, well, that's doctrine in there. Beliefs, that's doctrine in their religion. Called Killing Free Speech. I've seen clips of it and highlights of it, and it's incredible. You'll want to see it, because it shows the hypocrisy in our belief system, you know, that's been going on. Also, a majority of Americans now, over 65%, actually are supporting cannabis and legalization in general. I'm going to get into that much more in Manchester United Transfer News near the end. So thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And Psalms 19:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Think about that as you're going through your evening, your day-to-day, whenever you're into the program, whenever you're listening. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget, folks, you can like, comment, whatever you want to do. Feel free to do that. Feel free to go and say, how you doing? What's up, Kyle? You know, if you know, because some people don't realize, I can't tell who's there or not. And it's not until the end. So they got like 50 views. So if you want to sit there and, you know, comment or say something, feel free to do that. Go ahead. You know, share a question, comments, whatever. It's just one of those things. And when you look at it from the standpoint of this going forward, because It's a big thing in this country, because what we're talking about today is the triple 190 million degree turnaround. Where was the outrage when Barack Obama was telling illegals, we're going to send you back, leave? when Bill Clinton wanted a wall, you know, illegals hurt our economy. They don't help our economy. We're a nation of immigrants. We're also a nation of laws. Trump's a racial bigot and a Mexican hater because he believes that statement. But when Bill Clinton said it, what was the outrage? What was the anti-presidential, anti-American, anti... What was all that? What was the outrage? There was no outrage. Not now. Let me tell you something. My sister comes to move in and live with me and my wife, and she doesn't like the way things are. She can get out. I'll throw her out. Sorry. If you don't like how we live and the things we do, you can get out. All these, I'm tired of these people who, excuse my French, shite on this flag, piss on it, burn it, tear it. Oh, but when it comes to the benefits, they want them. Where's my food stamps? Oh, but they're the first one that will grab a flag and burn it. And Trump's the racist? Cory Booker, Trump is inciting the racial flames in this country. Trump is the one that's making sure, wow, what is Trump making sure that the women have the lowest unemployment rate in history, blacks have the lowest unemployment rate? They're not talking about that. What is the liberal agenda anyways? They don't have an agenda. They don't have a plan. All their plan is well, let's... we've already talked about Collins giving that free. We've already talked about this free and that free and healthcare free and this free. All we got left is to take the people of color and we'll give them money. Yeah, reparations for slavery. But don't worry because that's, you know, just giving a check is not going to be enough. So it's Kamala Harris, you know, because, you know, we need to do more than that because then they're going to instantly stop talking about it. Okay, we gave them money. Yeah, we took $200 out of your taxes, out of your paycheck and taxes, and you're getting $50 in reparations. Hillary Clinton, why don't we take from her bank account? Why don't we take from Hillary Clinton's bank account? Yeah. Let's do that. Let's take them. You know, they'll find a way not to pay the reparations. We're not going to, no one's going to support it. Democrats don't have a plan. All they've done since Trump became president is try to get him thrown out of the White House. They've not worked with them. See, the government is sort of like diabetes. See, if the government did what it's supposed to do, you wouldn't be needed much because the wall would have already been built. You'd just be okay. Let's put some money into the wall every year to maintain it. But that's not the case. See, if they ever come out with a cure for diabetes, no more money coming in for insulin, no more money coming in for test strips, no more coming in. The billions of dollars you're getting every single day are bye-bye. There's no more profit. We can cure diabetes. No more test strips, no more monitors, no more needles, no more syringes, no more insulin, no more alcohol swabs, no more none of that. You won't need any supplies. You'll be cured. Why would you want to cure? Well, why would you want to do stuff in the government? Because then you won't be needed. If you do what you're supposed to do, it'd have been fixed a long time ago. If the government was a sinking ship and you were trying to fix the leak, that ship would have sunk a long time ago. That ship would have been sunk long ago. If it was a ship. But, you know, because as soon as you give the check out to all these people, these slavery reparation checks, that's not going to be enough because then they're going to, okay, we gave the check, now shut up. we should talk about slavery. It did happen in this country. It happens all over the world. But you expect me to pay for something that I had no control over, nothing I've done? You expect a black man who was a slave owner to pay money to something that he had no control over? Are you kidding me? All because you want is a vote? The problem you have in this country is you have all these Democrats who guaranteed 1,000,000,000% Trump was going to lose and Hillary Clinton was going to win, and it didn't happen. And now they're trying to fix their mess, sort of like a guy that says, "Hey, what's up? I got the deal. I'm putting $1,000,000 on this. You need to put $1,000,000 on the stock. I guarantee you, the stock is gonna. It's a dollar a share. I guarantee you that stock's gonna go through the roof. They're expecting it to go to $400 to $500 a share, and you're buying it at $1. And you invest $1,000,000 in this guy because he said that stock's going to be worth tons. You're going to get $500 to $600 profit on every share of stock, and you're going to buy 1,000,000 shares. And then when the stock plummets and the company goes under and you lose everything, are you going to be happy with that guy? No. You're not going to be happy with that man. You're going to be furious because he lost your money. Well, that's what's going on in the Democratic Party. They guaranteed all these 20-somethings, all these millennials, that Hillary Clinton was going to win, guaranteed. And then when they couldn't deliver on that promise with a rigged election, now all they've done is spent their whole time since Trump's been in office trying to get him out, trying to, "Oh, we're going to impeach him. Oh, we are. He's going to impeach. He's going down. We're putting him in jail. I guarantee you. No, we're going to find some. I don't care. We don't care. F you, American people. Trump is going to be taken down. We're going to find. I don't care. I guarantee you, he did something illegal. He put his right foot in front of his left foot. We're going to find something. He is going down. I don't care. Who cares about blacks having the lowest unemployment rate and women having the lowest unemployment rate and this country going good? Who cares? I want to see Americans suffer. I want to see a civil war. I want to see this country collapse. I want to see Venezuela just so that Trump can get out of the White House and we can blame him. I don't give two craps. I hope every American burns his flag and whatever we have to do to get Trump out of the White House, that's what we have to do. They don't want this country to go in the right direction, because it is going in the right direction, and they can't stand it. And there are anti-American, xenophobic people in that White House. Just kidding. There was, called Barack Obama. But now in our government, we have anti-American, xenophobic people. And guess what? Where is Nancy Pelosi? Why isn't she standing up? You can be a liberal, but support this country. Kamala Harris. Well, you know, because they're just going to stop talking about race. Well, yeah, you know, gee, that used to be a bad thing back in the day, to have white bathrooms and colored people bathrooms. How dare we call them colored people? Now, the Democrats are making it socially acceptable for black people to use the term people of color. Colored people, people of color, what's the difference? There is no difference. It's just like, how can we get black people to do something that they would normally be outraged with? How can we get them to basically be a slave again without them realizing they're being a slave? That's what the Democratic Party is doing. Just like they've done for hundreds of years. How can we get a national bank in America when people will never support it? We'll call it the Federal Reserve. It's not a national bank, it's a Federal Reserve. Oh, crap. I might have been born again, but I wasn't born again yesterday. I was born in 1970. I'm smarter than that. Well, how do we get all, how do we get socialism in here? Well, we can't, no one's going to support, even liberals won't support socialism. Let's call it liberalism. Top down, bottom up, inside out. The ends justify the means. How can we get people to support Solonsky's Rules for Radicals? Let's write the book, but we'll change the name. Rules for a Better Liberalism in this country. That way, most people would read the book and support it, just because the title's different. Sort of like Scientology, where every 2 weeks they take a Scientology book and they put a different cover on it and demand you buy the book. Nothing's changed except for the publication date and a new cover. Once the book's completely final, it'd be like The Art of French Cooking by Julia Childs. The second edition, they adjusted some of the recipes. That's why if you ever saw Julie and Julia, the two of the recipes she did didn't turn out because the recipes weren't right. They reworked them and they fixed them. I would love to see those recipes that are not right and start making the recipes that aren't right and see if I could tell just by making it that it needs this or this. If there's, as a professional, is there something I could add to it? If you knew what you were doing, you're an actual chef, you would say, okay, this isn't right. I need to do this. Or it'd be interesting to see if you can do that or if it looks like it would work, but then in the end it doesn't turn out. But after that, all the books are the same. They just have a different, the 50th edition, same book, just a different edition. That's what's wrong in this country. That's what's wrong. All you have to do is take, and that's what they'll do. That's what they've done. Well, there's been forms of net neutrality they've tried to shove down our throats for years to censor our, because they want control. They want the government. The government wants to be able to say, okay, let's shut down the internet. Mind you, Jamal is getting his stuff taken down all the time. They don't want you to speak out. They don't want people to hear the truth. They don't want a President Trump. They want you. They want a Venezuela. They want you to support a mandatory gun buyback. They're not going to call it a confiscation, but that's what it is. And wow, we'll give you $10,000 for my gun. Really? Wow. Well, okay. How long will it take for that $10,000 to be worth a loaf of bread? Or a slice of bread? How long will it take under your policy? Because that's what happened in Venezuela. Don't worry, it's about the kiddos. You care about the kiddos, right? Yeah. We need to take away your guns to protect the kiddos, but they're eating Tide Pods. Oh, who cares about that? The kiddos are eating Tide Pods. Who cares? We just want your guns to protect the kiddos. That's the problem. The liberals want to undo everything Trump's doing. They don't want him to succeed. They don't care about you. They don't want Trump to succeed because then he'll prove that, wow, a democracy works. What a concept. A free market works. Holy cow. The fact that everyone is given equal opportunity, you're never going to have equal outcome. I'll give examples. Put me on the football field. I would have the equal opportunity as Cristiano Ronaldo, but he would blow me out of the water. Put me on the pitch with Wayne Rooney, same thing. I could have equal opportunity, but he would blow me out of the water. but hey, I have muscle issues. But hey, I would give it my all for like the 10 minutes I'm out there, and then I'd be like, okay, I can't go anymore. I'm collapsing. But hey, I would have the equal opportunity. So like Dale Jr., he had the equal opportunity like his dad, but his dad won 7 NASCAR Winston Cup championships. How many did Dale Jr. win? None. Is he a great driver? Is he a great person? Is he an amazing? Yeah, all those. But they had the same opportunities. Actually, Dale probably had more than his dad, but there's different outcomes. Look at Kyle Petty, Richard Petty. 200 wins, 7 NASCAR Winston Cup championships. No one even comes close. Same opportunities. One did better than the other. They had different outcomes. But somehow, people in this country are thought to believe that equal outcomes should come from equal opportunity. If I'm given the same opportunity as you, the outcome should be the same. But that's where we're at, folks. That's not the case. But that's what they want in this country. They want to have, they want to shove stuff down your throat. They want to shove stuff down your, they do. They want to take all these things that you'll never support, never be for. And they want to take that exact same stuff. And just like cannabis. Well, no one's going to, hemp is one of the greatest things on this planet. It's medically beneficial and has been known for years. But guess what? How are we going to get it made illegal? How are we going to stop it? Because we can't at this juncture. Alcohol is going to be made legal. What do we do? I just formed this DEA and we can't get money to raid alcohol dispensaries. What am I going to do? Let's go after this plant because, you know, Blacks and Mexicans are using it. And that's how they were able to demonize a very useful, very amazing plant. I know people that, can you believe in Indiana, they're going to go that drug. Oh, it's just going to kill people. Oh, I can't believe it. I never thought I'd see the day that they... Wow. But don't worry, folks. If there's something you don't want in this country, just give them time and they'll reward it until it's acceptable. They'll take something that you don't believe in and they will rewrite it in a way that you will sit there and go, oh, wait a minute, folks. You know, they'll take rules for radicals and they'll make it sound like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, just like Obamacare. No one's going to want a single-payer medical healthcare system. How are we going to get that passed? We'll make Obamacare. We'll make a healthcare plan that's so bad that's going to flunk so bad and fail that a single-payer healthcare system is going to seem like a dream. But as you can see, Obamacare is a failure and there's no attempt to fix it because none of the people in D.C. have to use it. AOC doesn't have to use it. Harry Reid doesn't have to use it. Pelosi doesn't have to use it. They don't have to. But that's this world we live in. You know, maybe if they were forced to use this, I mean, look at all these illegals in concentration camps. How dare they're separated from their parents? Oh, well, you want to know how many vets are living on the streets? How many vets can't get the proper medical care they need? You want to know how many thousands and thousands? Where's the outrage? Oh, because that doesn't fit an agenda. You know, we need to have these millions of illegals come in here and we need to pay for everything for them. We need to be giving them everything. They need to be allowed to vote. They're just a border jumper going to California so they can treat their dad who's sick because that wonderful government-run healthcare in Mexico is so great like it is in every other country that they want it here. You know, our medical is so great that people flock to this country to get it, but, you know, they don't want that kind of medical here. They want the medical that Mexico and all these other countries have, you know, like Germany and all these, Sweden and all these countries, you know. They want all that. You know, they're coming here to get our medical, but our government's trying to get rid of that. Isn't it funny? You know, everything about our country is so bad that everyone's flocking to come here. How many people are fleeing to go to Cuba or Mexico? They're not, but Colin Kaepernick once supports the Cuban dictator and wants, you know, that here. You know, it's laughable. It's scary. It's scary. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and thank you so much. And don't forget, you can like or hate or whatever, thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever you want to do, sad, laugh, whatever. If you got questions, you can comment. I can't tell who's watching. It's not until I'm done that I find out who actually is and whatever. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to get into this is. This is a list of the Four Stooges, and a list of the racist things that these members of Congress have said. This racial squad, these very, very anti-American, anti-Israel, xenophobic pieces of crap that are in this country. They hate America, but they're in our government. This is a list of them. Ocasio-Cortez, and then Ahan Omar, Roshanda Tabah, and Ayanna Pressley. Ocasio-Cortez has come out slamming Israel for committing massacre against Palestinian protesters at a border fence last year, when the vast majority of those members were members of a terrorist group called Hamas. They were staging protests so that if the Israel people fought against this terrorist group, they could say, oh, they're poor, these poor, innocent protesters, how dare they? I can't believe that they would kill people from a terrorist group called Hamas. Yes. It was Hamas they were killing, not protesters. But, you know, whatever. How dare those Israel people, they need to burn in hell. We need to go over there and bomb them because they killed a terrorist organization. They killed protesters. I mean, Omar's had a long history of anti-Israel, xenophobic, anti-Jewish remarks. But, I mean, who cares? I mean, if these people say stuff that if Donald Trump said it, Lord help you. And every news organization will be spending 95% of the time they're on the air about it. But, you know, no one cares about that. No one cares about them. Where are people in the left standing up for these people that are making xenophobic remarks? Anti-Semitic slur. It's just crazy. You know, AOC talks about these concentration camps. Well, you know, when I mean concentration camps, not all concentration camps were not, you know, not all concentration camps were, a concentration camp was where people were gathered up and burned. I love when that person, there's a ICE officer that basically a border patrol person tells AOC where to go. He shuts her up so fast. Well, first of all, most of the people, most of the families that are at the border are not families. They're me and my wife could go to Mexico and we could take and bring kids across. We can. Would that kid be ours? No. But if we were separated at the border, the Dems would say we're a family. No, we're just traffickers. We're just trafficking kids. You know, you have people on the left wearing hijabs. Tabai believes that the state of Israel has no right to exist and should be dismantled. A stance that lost her support of the far-left J Street organization, which likes to maintain the presence of support for a two-state solution. You know, in January, Tabai basically came out and posted that anti-Semitic tweet declaring members of Congress who support Israel forgot what country they represent. American Jewish community accused her of using anti-Semitic claims of dual loyalty. How dare Israel be allowed to be exist? They need to be dismantled. How dare that? And then you got Ayanna Pressley came out and told left-wing bloggers at Netroots Nation, we don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice. She appeared to assume that the only legitimate black voice was leftist black Americans, with other views were legitimate targets of racial attacks. You know, like, if you're not a liberal left and black, then you're not really black. You're not, you know, you're not, you know, you're, you know, implies that white people can't represent her congressional district. You have to be black. But don't worry, because she's come out and said that, you know, I call President Trump, not a president, but occupant of the White House. President Trump is the occupier because he's anti-presidential, because he's come out and he said that if you don't like this country, you should just leave. Well, Roseanne Barr, you said you were going to go.
No, not Roseanne. Roseanne supports Trump.
Oh, I know. But I just want to make sure. See, the liberals wouldn't know that. They'd be like, really? Roseanne Barr? Huh?
Well, yeah, because she kind of got banned from her.
Yeah, so they would, yeah. But it was Rosie O'Donnell that said that. Miley Cyrus that said that. That's what's going on, folks. But remember when Barack Obama said, well, you can say I'm going to go down as the worst president in history, but at least I'll go down as a president.
I remember
that one. And who became the president? Gee.
You know, I haven't finished, but sorry, but while you were doing your show, the Hodge twins did one, like, on the ice thing. And I think I've seen it. But one of the things they talked about, they're talking to the director of ICE, and she's going, isn't zero interpretation what separated children? And he started talking, police officers, if I'm a drunk driver and I have kids in the car with me,
you separate them.
I'm separated. If I'm a bank robber and I have kids at home and I'm arrested, I am
separated.
If I'm a murderer and I have kids, I'm
separated.
If I'm white and I'm a murderer and I have kids, I'm
separated.
If I'm a Mexican and I have kids and I'm a murderer, I'm
I don't know what you'd be a pendejo? I don't know. Like a separated But here, yeah, I see, at first I thought you were talking about the Antifa incident where
an Antifa
person was killed today by an ICE.
No, I was talking about the separation.
But yeah, I got your point.
I mean, it's like, she didn't know, of course, you know, she's not the most in sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah.
And she's a puppet.
She is.
So,
they didn't play this in the interview, but right after that, he goes, AOC, can you spell orange for me? And she goes, which one, the color or the fruit?
I mean, air high five.
I want to thank you all so much. Thank you for putting up with me, folks. I have a massive, massive headache, so I've been... I'm getting through the show. I love it.
You want me to?
I think I can finish. And then I'm going to bed right after this one. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I've had a headache all day. I don't know what the heck. But, oh, wow. What? It's just crazy, this world we live in. Because, you know, you have Booker, Cory Booker, Trump is fanning the flames, and there was no problem with when Barack Obama was in presidency, there was no problem with this country whatsoever. Blacks weren't trying to have separate graduations or living in separate, like, dormitories. You know, Black Lives Matter wasn't around. What you do need to do is look up one thing. Look up where Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid and all these were blaming the first Bush and Ronald Reagan. All these Democrats that have lots of power to get stuff done, to pass laws, they're not doing it. They don't care. If they really cared about you, if they really cared about your health care, Obamacare would be great. They'd make it so they'd be on it. But they're not. And yeah. They don't care about you. They don't care. Because here's the thing. If they want to smoke weed, they'll smoke weed. They don't care. They're not gonna, you know. And they'll have to be careful. I will say that. The reason why? I'll tell you why. Because every once in a while, they'll take one politician and they'll kind of paint him as a poster child. See, he was doing drugs, and we're cleaning house. We're getting rid of all these politicians that are doing illegal stuff. Really? Yeah, that's what they do. They'll make an example of, like, you know, and if you get thrown under the bus, you know, I can't smoke weed, but Snoop Dogg in the White House, Willie Nelson at the White House, oh, they all smoke weed. I've heard stories of them going up on the roof, like where the snipers are, and lighting up. This is Thomas Jefferson's desk, man. I'm going to doob on that mother. Well, that's okay, but, you know, I do it. I don't care about you. If they really cared about you, they would fix things. They wouldn't be in office long. That's why if you do your homework, it goes Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, because the Republican claims all this crap he's going to do, and he didn't do it. So then the people get pissy, so they vote in the Republican. The Republican does all this stuff, says he's going to do it, and he doesn't do it, and he leaves. Well, he didn't help us, and they go back and forth and back and forth instead of, you know, and then there's people like me that's like, okay, like a Native American told me a long time ago, the right wing and left wing come off the same bird. Good chance if you want a feather to write with and you pluck it out of the right wing and it doesn't work, plucking one out of the left wing probably isn't going to work either. If they're bad on one side, they're probably bad on the other. Never forgot that one. You know, and that's the problem. For years, people have, well, this Democrat screwed me. Let me try this Republican. And we've done it all. You've had a democratically controlled House, Senate, and presidency, and this country hasn't gotten better. We've had a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and presidency, and it's not gone anywhere. We've had a Republican-controlled House and Senate with a Democrat in the White House. We've had a Republican in the White House with Democrats running House and Senate. Nothing has ever changed. And people like, here's a guy, let's give this guy a try. Let's see with someone who's not a politician, who, and whether you like him or not, he's done everything he said he would do. He's done everything he said he would do, whether you agree with it or not. At least you have people in Chicago that were like, you know, hey, guess what, folks? Look at this. Show me a white person. You won't see a white person from 50 miles of this place. He won't, but guess what? There's a problem. That's right. Show me the problem. It's a Tea Party white Republican. Even though there's not one for 50 miles, there's a problem. And that's what's going on in this world. Blacks are finally starting to wake up to realize, hey, this has been run by black Democrats for the last 50 years. It's gotten 900% worse. And it's not getting any better. Wow. They're starting to wake up. Like, well, how do we get them back on this plantation? How do we get them back supporting us? Very simple. Free stuff. Replications. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. We're going to give you all kinds of stuff. Okay, we need to have a new brainstorming list. We've offered them food stamps. We've offered them college. Okay, good one, Johnson. College. We've offered them health care. Yeah, the Obamacare. Yeah, that's... Well, they don't like that, but okay, we've already, I forgot to come up with something. Okay, how about slavery replicate? Good one. There we go. We'll give money for slavery replications. We hope. Now, you're going to be a genius if they buy this and they vote for us just so they can get these slavery replications. And that's what they bank on. They don't want to help you. Why don't we just give everyone a miniature printing press, and if you need money, you just go to the printing press and print it. Make all you want. Why not? That sounds great, right? Instant money anytime you want it. If you need money for gas, just print it. And I didn't say to go to work, because why would you work if you can just print money? Yeah, you want to see how fast the value of the dollar would go in the toilet? Ooh, you better be buying up crap loads of freeze-dried food and stuff that can last for 30 years, because you're going to need it, because pretty soon a loaf of bread's going to be about $20 million because everyone can print money. And you think people are going to be printing $1 bills? No, they're going to be printing hundreds. Hey, it's free money. If you vote for us, we'll make sure you have a printing press in every home. The only way to make the dollar is value is based on this, that the harder it is to, let me see here, make and counterfeit, the more valuable it is. There's nothing in a dollar bill or a $100 bill that makes it valuable. Just like these glasses. These are Dollar Tree glasses. They're a buck. And I bet you the same plastic that's used to make these Dollar Tree glasses, dirty. Get some get some fancy logo, put CC on there, get a coach logo and put it on there, Dear D, and guess what? You could have $200 reading glasses because coach is on the side, okay? Take off the coach logo and melt down the glasses, and is there any more value in it? It's a perceived value, folks. That's what, but people don't know that. People don't think about stuff like that. I'm going to vote Democrat just because they're going to give me stuff. They're going to do this. Yeah. Look at South Chicago. Look at your promises. How has Detroit been made better by black Democrats? How has South Chicago been made better? How is California better after Democrat policies year after year after year after year after year? A bankrupt country. And yes, I said country. And, oh, free medical for all these people that are border jumpers. So all I have to do is go there with no identification. Hey, oh, I cross the border. Hola, way, I need a medical. I have problem with teeth. You fix for me. And free. I'm illegal. Yes, yeah, I'm from Britain. Oh, yes. Oh, that'd be hilarious. Go there with no documentation. Say, I crossed the border from Mexico, but I'm British. Hello, Mike. What's up? I need to get... I crossed the border. I'm illegal. I heard your thing takes care of me. You know, I was playing the baron, and when the stick went up, and the beater went up, and chipped my tooth. You fix it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have documentation. I'm not legal. There you go. Why not? Why not help illegals with free medical care when you are bankrupt and you're giving everyone and their mother IOUs? That state is like Dumb and Dumber. I'd hold on to this one. This is $250,000. That's for the car. It's an IOU. I'd hold on to that one. All I can think of whenever I think of California is Dumb and Dumber. my buddy is a complete moron. Yeah, the town is back that way. Can you believe it? There's two guys who are going to be oil boys for those women on the whole tour. You know, that's this. Oh, that's just what we live in, you know. Because I've seen several instances where people say they're from California, and everyone's like, "Welcome to America." When they come out, when they leave California, I want to get into this because it's very interesting. 65% of Americans want legalization of marijuana. It's a new high that it should that. No one is really seeing in any form any negativity of legalizing it, medically or anyway. Legalize it. And a new study came out that they've been working on for research. And since 1995, 15 million marijuana arrests happened. That basically punishes adults for having a plant, treating them like a criminal. And it's safer than marijuana. Cannabis is safer than marijuana, it is. You know, it's safer than alcohol. And the prohibition needs to end. And I did that joke earlier because, you know, there are people who are probably like, look at this guy talking about how marijuana is safer than cannabis when they're the same thing. Marijuana was just a name used by the government to demonize the plant that was not bad in the first place. Oh, my friend Jennifer, oh god, yeah. It's funny though, but that's just what we're coming to, and I want to get into some Premier League news. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I was listening to the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer press conference. It's weird because it's because they're like overseas. So, I mean, like in Britain, I think the press conference was at like 3 a.m. or something, like 4, because like it was like 3 hours after the fact that Mark from the United States did it, because when he gets up at 6, he normally does it at 7, and it was like a late press conference. It's hilarious, you know. But there's rumor that De Gea is going to stay. Massive rumors. So he feels confident that he's going to resign, you know. Are there plans for Lukaku? Are there plans for Pogba? You know, there's been rumors going around about a swap between PSG's Neymar for Pogba. And would that be done? Could that be done? Is Bruno Fernandes for real? There are people that say, yeah, the deal is almost, it's so close, it's not funny. And there's other people, oh, there's no facts. There's nothing to back that claim up. You know, is Harry I believe Harry Maguire is a done deal. It's just, you know, he's probably like, okay, I'm finishing these obligations that I told them I would or whatever, you know. But I think, I just wonder. Because what if Lukaku leaves and Pogba leaves? Who's going to step into those roles? I mean, that's something we need to seriously consider. I mean, I want Juan Mata. Has got to go. I mean, I understand their legacy with the club and how long they've been there, but they're not up to the standard. They can't compete at the level we need to compete. They're great if you want to compete for sixth or seventh, but if you want to challenge for a title, they're not up to that speed anymore. So we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, I just don't know. I really don't know. I mean, we've got, at least with Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka, we're going in the right direction. I think we need to get I'd love to see Neymar come to United, but there's a lot of people say it'd be a disaster because he would where would he fit into the club? And he's like, I'm Neymar, then, you know, like me, instead of, hey, we're a team, we're 11 people on the pitch, you know. You know, I think, you know, Lukaku wants to leave, let him go. Pogba wants to go, let them, if they get an offer, let them go. But we got to replace them. We got to get some transfers coming in. And I would want an Ndombele, but I would like an Ntidi. I'd love to have some of these players come, but we just got to wait and see what's happening with the transfers, what's going on. We just need some, I mean, the biggest problem we have is we're in the Amadeo Cup. Sorry, we're in the Amadeo Cup. And you have a lot of the players we would kind of want to come to United. They want to be in Champions League. You know, Neymar is used to Champions League football. He wants to compete. So it's going to be interesting to see where the club goes. I mean, I think there's some players coming in, and I think Harry Maguire is a done deal. It's just last minute things. Other than Harry Maguire, I don't know. If Pogba leaves, he does. If Lukaku leaves, they do. If someone comes in, when we had that first match with Chelsea, they don't know, okay, who went what, where, and why. And I think that's going to be a big issue coming forward. I really do. I think it's going to be something that we, as a club, if we only do Harry Maguire, no one leaves and no one comes in, and we're stuck with Pogba, and we're stuck with Lukaku, and we're stuck with Phil Jones and Static Matic. Alexis Sanchez, then it's going to be like, okay, how can you, if we're poor, how can you blame Ollie, because he don't want those players, you know? We don't play the long ball. Sorry, Fellaini, you're gone, you left the club, you know, we don't do that kind of football anymore. I mean, who's going to want Sanchez? Who's going to pay Sanchez what he's worth? They're not. United has to eat some crow. They do. They need to sit there and say, okay, we're going to swallow. We got a big turd sandwich. We're going to have to take a bite of it. We're going to have to, okay, we're going to have to buy him out of his contract. Say, you know, this is what we're going to pay you. Buy. Leave. Because he's dead wood. He's, well, look at what Alexis Sanchez is getting paid. He ain't doing anything. And he's getting paid with... I'm busting my butt and I'm getting 150,000 pounds a week and he's getting 400 plus pounds a week and he's not doing anything. Not on the pitch. Not on the bench. It's like that newscaster that said there's a 10% chance of rain here in Dublin, but you know what? What he really meant is there's a 90% chance that that 10% was going to happen, you know? But it's just one of those things. You know, how can you blame and how could you say Ollie out if he doesn't get anyone else? But what if he doesn't get anyone else? What if Wan-Bissaka and Daniel James is it? What if Harry Maguire doesn't come? I believe he will. I believe it's a done deal. But what if he didn't? And if he does, that's three players. That's not enough to turn this team that's going around. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. And thank you so much for taking your Tuesday afternoon with me. I almost had my wife do the program because of my headache, but I was able to muster on through, you know. You know, all I could think of today, because, like when I woke up, it was like a 10% chance of rain. And then it like rained like all day. I'm like, the whole time, and like, I felt like I was in Dublin where when it says it's a 10% chance of rain, what the guy really means is, you know what, Mike, there's a 10% chance of rain, so 90% chance that 10% is going to actually happen, you know. So just be prepared, you know. That's why they call it, you know, I don't know why anyone would want to smell like musty rainwater, but they do it. They call it Irish Spring. But hey. I just try to make people laugh, you know. As many of you know, I've been up here in Glasgow for the last couple of days, you know. Got about 90 seconds.
You've been watching that show too much, haven't you?
Oh, that Mrs. Brown's boy, that's hilarious. You know what?
I'm the one that found that show.
Do you know? Mom, do you know why I never played football? Because you're a freaking shite. That's why. You were no good. But I didn't have a heart to tell you. On the pitch, you couldn't do nothing. He's like, okay. He's trying to come out that he's gay, and she's like, you suck. That's great. If you haven't seen Mrs. Brown's Boys, it's no longer on air, but it's hilarious.
It's on the BBC. Well, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It was on BBC One. It's great, yeah.
Yeah, it just popped up in my feed on Facebook, actually.
Oh, yeah. There is a PayPal link if you want to help make this conversation great, and we need to look into it because my wife ordered flags and they still haven't come, so we don't know what's going on. And
they're
going to
give me my money back and order them from someone else.
Yeah. So.
That's what I was doing, writing emails.
I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, the one coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.
Jesus, we love you guys.
I always get confused. I'm like,